We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, peaceful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan, Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations and the World Bank help Ethiopia increase nutrition levels. In environmental news, India allocates $290 million to clean up two vital lakes in Kashmir. In green living news, women's melodious voices accelerate plant growth. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 6th, is the Independence Day of Bolivia, observing its self-sovereignty attained in 1825. Located southwest of Brazil in central South America, Bolivia has one of the largest parks in the Amazon basin, the Noel Kempf Mercado National Park. Its history dates back to over a billion years, and the park is home to approximately 4,000 species of flora. It is also a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Today is also the Independence Day of Jamaica, honoring its autonomy achieved in 1962. The name Jamaica is derived from a Native American Arawak word meaning land of wood and water. An idyllic Caribbean island nation south of Cuba, Jamaica is known for her picturesque mountains and beautiful beaches. Famous reggae musicians Mr. Bob Marley and Mr. Jimmy Cliff are from Jamaica, as well as distinguished poet Mr. Claude McKay and beloved writer and artist the Honorable Dr. Louise Bennett Coverley. Our best wishes to the friendly citizens of Bolivia and Jamaica for a joyful Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Building collapses in northern China thunderstorm. A two-story factory structure that was just being built by local villagers collapsed after torrential rains and lightning swept across Shijiazhuang City on Tuesday. Amongst the 20 people who were in the building at the time, three were found alive and hospitalized. Our sincere sympathies to the families who have suffered loss, and we pray for the swift recovery of the injured. With heaven's grace, may such tragic events subside with our gentler regard of the ecosphere.
Thousands of lightning strikes in Oregon, USA. From Saturday through midnight Monday, over 7,000 bolts of lightning struck in the central part of the state. Dozens of fires ignited even as widespread hail downed trees and power lines. Local animal shelters reported finding many dogs that had run away from home in fright during the storms. Thanks to quick intervention, the lightning-sparked fires have been controlled, and there are no reports of casualties, injuries, or major structural damage thus far. We thank heaven for the safety of human and animal residents in the storm-struck area, wishing the canine companions happy reunions with their human caregivers as we all work to more caringly protect our planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
E. coli outbreak in North Wales, UK. Infection with the bacteria, which has been traced to a fish and chips bar, has triggered kidney failure in a toddler and put a new mother on life support. Both are hospitalized, while another two cases have been confirmed. A council inspection reported very poor hygienic practices in the now-closed eating establishment, saying that workers were observed to prepare foods without washing their hands after handling raw burger meats. We thank the health inspectors for your efforts to safeguard the public from further harm. Our prayers for both the mother and child's full and complete recovery, and that such incidents are non-existent as more and more people adopt the wholesome and safe vegan diet.
Malaria may have passed from chimpanzees to humans. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, USA, reported to the National Academy of Sciences that the parasite that causes malaria, Plasmodium falciparum, is a genetic relative of a common parasite found in chimpanzees. The findings suggest that malaria is one more in a growing list of diseases that have passed from animals to humans. Others include HIV/AIDS, which also was passed from chimpanzees, tuberculosis from cows and their milk, and swine flu, largely a product of pig factory farms.
In an update on the swine flu pandemic, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control reported a global total of 199,034 cases across at least 168 countries, with fatalities rising daily to 1,444 so far. However, all experts know the real prevalence of infection is many times greater. In fact, the World Health Organization, or WHO, just reiterated its forecast that swine flu could infect 2 billion people in the world. Although the rate of swine flu infections in Mexico had been declining, the number of officially confirmed cases jumped over 1,100 in 5 days, bringing the total to more than 17,000. Death rates rose significantly in Latin America, including 3 more fatalities, each in Costa Rica, Peru, and El Salvador.
Saudi Arabia also announced 2 additional fatalities. OLAC, or Vietnam, India, and South Africa have all reported their first lives claimed by the virus as concerns over Tamiflu resistance increase. U.S. health authorities have already reported a number of Tamiflu-resistant cases in Texas.
Our earnest wishes for a safe recovery to all those with the swine flu, as well as comfort for worried loved ones and especially those in mourning. May this and other afflictions plaguing humanity swiftly diminish as we renew loving relationships with our animal co-inhabitants and adopt the kinder, healthier veg diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Third fatality from pneumonic plague in China. A third person has now perished in a small northwestern town, which was quarantined following the death of 2 persons from the virulent disease. The pneumonic plague, which has been known to originate from the consumption of contaminated marmot meat and is transmitted between humans by coughing, is highly lethal and can cause loss of life within 24 hours. It has now affected at least 9 other people in the area. Our sincere condolences to the families of the succumbed individuals and prayers for the safety of those ailing or vulnerable to the contagion. May heaven safeguard all from further occurrences as these, as humans switch to a vegan diet to avoid all fatal diseases.
South African soldiers complete peacekeeping mission. Concluding a mission launched in 2001 by then-President Nelson Mandela, 700 South African troops have begun to withdraw from Burundi, with a scheduled September completion. The soldiers were originally dispatched following the country's civil war to help protect returning Hutu leaders and provide stability during the formation of the country's transitional government. South Africa's cabinet commended the returning soldiers for their role in helping restore peace to the Central African nation. We join in salute South African soldiers and South Africa for your peaceful presence and a job well done. Wishing you and the Burundi people many happy days enjoyed in tranquility.
Six Asian individuals honored for exemplary leadership. Recipients of the prestigious Ramon Magsaysay Award, considered Asia's highest, were announced on Monday by the Ramon Magsaysay Award Foundation, or RMAF. Thai pharmacologist Chrisana Kwaisintu was recognized for her pioneering work in discovering a more affordable generic medicine for treating HIV/AIDS.
Earth Rights International's Ka Sa Wa of Myanmar was awarded for his peaceful methods of raising awareness for human rights and environment issues. India's Deep Joshi was recognized for his pioneering leadership in the development of rural communities. Ma Jun of China launched the first national public database on water pollution. Yu Xiaogang, also of China, works with communities affected by floods, supporting bank development rather than dams to protect the environment. Philippine attorney Antonio Oposa, Jr., works within the legal system to protect the environment and people. All recipients were noted to have transcended difficult situations to make a difference through their noble cause. RMAF President Carmencita T. Abella stated, "The Magsaysay awardees of 2009 are true Asian heroes, putting their advanced knowledge and skills at the service of critical needs of their people."
Awardees, we join in applauding your well-deserved honor. With the grace of the Providence, may you continue in your worthy endeavors, inspiring many others along the way. Save our planet. Oceanic species threatened with extinction. A team of 14 scientists compiling information from more than 24,000 scientific publications have concluded that biodiversity loss in the oceanic region continues at an alarming rate.
With fishing, hunting, pollution, and climate change being cited as some of the reasons for the species decline, study scientist Professor Richard Kingsford of Australia's University of New South Wales stated, "We have an amazing natural environment, but so much of it is being destroyed before our eyes." The researchers are urging governments for quick action to halt habitat loss and other human-caused threats.
Many thanks, Professor Kingsford and colleagues, for your careful research and concerned call to action. Let us act in unison and join the call to encourage governments worldwide toward green measures that preserve our world's unique biodiversity.
During a May 2009 climate change video conference in Lomé, Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai encouraged humans' care of their marine co-inhabitants to restore the living oceans.
If we say that the ocean ecosystems are dependent on fish populations to be balanced, then those ecosystems are extremely imbalanced right now. Scientists estimate that more than 90% of the ocean's big fish have disappeared over the last 50 years due to commercial fishing and from the oceans themselves. We are seeing other signs such as warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
Save our planet. People hospitalized from China chemical plant pollution. Over the weekend, 509 villagers in central China's Hunan province were found to have high concentrations of the toxic metal cadmium, with 33 requiring hospitalization. This followed a series of leaks from a chemical plant, which released lethal pollutants into water that was needed for local rice and vegetable crop irrigation. Ingestion of cadmium, a metal used in battery production, can lead to central nervous system and lung failure and may cause severe brain damage. It saddens us to know of those suffering, and we pray for their soon recovery. Blessed be all eco-conscious endeavors to protect both people and the environment.
Save our planet. New species of songbird discovered in Laos. Scientists from the U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society and Australia's University of Melbourne have announced the find of a bare-faced bulbul in a remote Laotian forest. With olive-green feathers, a light-colored breast, and a featherless pink face, the songbird makes its home in the forest among limestone mountains called karsts. The Wildlife Conservation Society said that the habitat of these birds is now officially protected, with a new species of rodent and a striped rabbit having also been found in the region. What amazing discoveries! Many thanks, U.S. and Australian scientists, for sharing these findings. We continue to be in awe of heaven's wondrous creations that grace and balance our planet.
Save our planet. Russian Premier advocates environmental measures. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin joined the scientific crew on a mini-submarine dive to the bottom of Lake Baikal, the world's largest, where he observed the water's purity and affirmed the importance of maintaining a pristine environment alongside human development.
The following day, at an environmental conference, which focused on the reopening of a paper mill that had been closed to protect the lake, the Prime Minister called for the rapid implementation of eco-friendly technology. He stated, "We are going to listen to the environmentalists' warnings. We will move towards finding a balance between nature preservation and the needs of local people."
Our gratitude, Your Excellency, for highlighting the importance of environmental care. Wishing you and the Russian people abundant success in ensuring the natural fruitfulness and beauty of your land.
Save our planet. The State Board of Public Utilities in New Jersey, USA, approves $515 million U.S. dollars for green energy projects, which are anticipated to more than double the solar power generated in the state.
Save our planet. Tesco supermarkets in the UK launch a program asking shoppers to leave behind unneeded product packaging, which the stores will recycle and analyze for further packaging eco-efficiency.
Save our planet. An eco-friendly Rakshabandhan, a Hindu festival celebrating sibling relations, will be commemorated with tree protective measures and sustainable messages.
Hello, I'm Mimi the Panda, and I always enjoy delicious plant-based meals. I'm here with a tip of the day. If you have gentle rabbit companions, please be aware of some foods that are not suitable for their sensitive digestive system. Onions, corn, sweet potatoes, nuts, and seeds are some of the things that should not be given to rabbits. However, there are many fruits and vegetables, such as carrots, dandelion greens, and strawberries, that are very good for them. Please check with your veterinarian for all the details on the best diet for your bunny friend. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In good governance news, Ethiopia inaugurates a 5-year National Nutrition Program, or NNP. The goal is to improve the health and nutrition level of Ethiopian people. The United Nations Children's Fund Ethiopia and the World Bank are providing technical and financial support to the NNP. Our heartfelt appreciation, Ethiopia, United Nations Children's Fund Ethiopia, and World Bank for your dedication to the citizens' well-being. May heaven bless your program with much vibrant success.
In environmental news, India allocates $290 million to clean up Kashmiri lakes. The government will remove weeds from Dal Lake and Woolar Lake. In addition, new sewage treatment plants will be constructed, and about 10,000 families will be financially supported to relocate from the waterfront. Previously, Dal Lake was a popular tourist attraction in Kashmir. Woolar Lake was Asia's largest freshwater lake, but is now only half its former size because of pollution. We send our sincere gratitude, India, for bringing these water bodies back to their original purity. May all nations cherish and preserve the God-given natural environment. Coming up, a United Kingdom study demonstrates tomato plants like women's voices. We're going to surf the net for the latest vegan pet foods. We'll be right back. More excellent news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a satisfying world. In Green Living News, tomato plants like the sound of women's voices. In an experiment at Royal Horticultural Society Garden Wisley in Surrey, United Kingdom, a number of recordings were played to the plants over a month with headphones connected to the plant pod. It was found that on average, the plants receiving female expressions grew an inch more than those that were hearing the speech of males. Our resounding thanks, Royal Horticultural Society, and all participants for showing us the sweetness of soft tones. May soothing vibrations delight all ears of human flora and fauna alike.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Going Out.
Young girl said to her mom, I'm going out with John tonight again, mom. So mama said, John? Again? If you like his attention so much, why don't you marry him? And the young girl said, because I like his attention.
And now for our viewers' heartline about a healthy living show on Supreme Master Television titled The Effects of Meat on Health, Dr. Brian Clement Hippocrates Institute.
Greatest show I ever saw. Indeed, eat a plant-based diet and stay strong. Mr. Shaw from the USA.
Wonderful, Mr. Shaw. As Dr. Clement and so many other respected doctors and scientists have informed us, the best way to remain in excellent health is through a vegan diet. That very lifestyle also helps safeguard our planet. Thank you for your support. We pray humanity makes wise dietary choices soon.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May we honor all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Through programs such as Adopt a Statue, Adopt a Bench, and Adopt a Tree, the Palace of Versailles is being restored to its original grandeur from donations of patrons.
Firefighters in Palm Coast, Florida, USA, donate their own funds to purchase 5 pet oxygen masks, which will increase the survival rates of animal companions who have suffered smoke inhalation in a fire.
The Kuwaiti Joint Relief Committee donates 155 tons of food for Palestinians in Gaza to be delivered by the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirms his country's full support of U.S. President Barack Obama's Middle East initiatives, saying that Israel is ready for peace talks without preconditions.
20 Taliban members voluntarily surrendered their weapons in the Bahlan province of northern Afghanistan in favor of peace.
With previous accomplishments that include a stair-climbing wheelchair, renowned American inventor Dean Kamen is developing the DECA arm, a prosthetic limb with a fully workable hand.
Japan is donating $674.2 million to assist OLAC, or Vietnam, in the development of a new power plant and bridge restoration.
Over 80 retired Indian soldiers join their compatriots in Sri Lanka to help clear thousands of landmines.
China's special envoy to the Middle East, Wu Zikir, continues on his four-nation visit to the Middle East, meeting with Iranian acting Foreign Minister Hussein Sheikh al-Islam.
Following a meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nuri al-Maliki, leaders of the Shiite group Asaib al-Haq agreed to renounce violence and indicated their desire to enter the political process.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.